A trip to Schuyler County this week, an 80-40 win last week over LeBlanc for the Pattonsburg Panthers, lit up the scoreboard. It sounds like LeBlanc's better this year. We'll find out about the game last week. And a brand new team to 8-man that sounds like they got some talent over there. Schuyler County, about 15 miles to the north of Kirksville, will be the location for the road trip for Pattonsburg this week. Coach Scott Cavan, congrats on the win last week.
Yeah, it was a good start to the season with a lot of young guys and a bunch of guys who haven't played very much, trying to replace the guys we had from last year, all the losses we had. But guys stepped up and did exactly what we are, almost exceeded our expectations of them for week one with not being able to play a jamboree. And we played really well, minus our first about 2 minutes of the game, but then we turned it around and played really well.
How much better was LeBlanc this year, Coach? Are they moving in the right direction with 8-man?
Oh, absolutely. They looked a lot better. A lot of young guys from a year ago that were still back this year as sophomores and juniors that looked really well. I mean, big up front and just well-coached team that has improved a lot from last year, and I anticipate them being some trouble for some teams this year, especially as the year goes on with a little bit more experience.
Yeah, and they're going to be one of the bigger schools in 8-man, and it's one of those things that all it's going to take is that one class at LeBlanc, and if they get one that starts to turn that thing around and win, watch out, they'll be a force.
Absolutely. Yeah, they had some big kids, and just a little change of culture. I think they had that coaching this year. They got good coaching staff, and I think that they got things heading in the right direction there.
Refresh my memory, Coach. I'm trying to come up with their quarterback's name, and I'm drawing a blank. Who got the start last week?
Yeah, we started Zane Reed at quarterback last week.
How did he look?
A little shaky to start, which I expected, not playing any football since eighth grade. Been 2 or 3 years since he stepped on a football field. A little shaky to start. Threw two touchdown passes, one to Brett Emmy, one to Cameron Jones. They made him look good, and once they made two good plays for him, his confidence definitely started heading the right direction. He got better as the night went on, but He played really well, started slinging around with more confidence as the game went on, and I couldn't be more pleased with his performance from Friday night, just with the first football game for him in a long time, and our guys really stepped up around him. We got a good core around him, and there's some good players around him to help him out, and that really showed Friday night.
Yeah, good athlete and a basketball player. I believe he goes to Pattonsburg, right, Zane?
Yes, he does. He's a all-conference basketball player last year as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Just a good athlete.
Was it a fairly decent size recruiting effort to get him out for football, Coach, or was it something that he felt like he was leaning in that direction for this fall?
I don't know if it's. I did definitely have to recruit a little bit. I just had to talk to him. He didn't. Junior high, he got beat up a little bit and got hit a lot, and he didn't like that. And I had to convince him that it wouldn't happen as much in high school, that we'd take care of him. And he came out and he started out playing receiver for us, and we just moved him over. But it didn't take too much, and now he's out here. He's really bought in. He loves it.
Were there any concerns over giving up 40 against LeBlanc defensively, Coach? Or did you feel like it did a lot of it come late, or how did you feel like the guys performed on that side of the ball?
Some of it came late, but like I said, we gave up 10 points early, or we gave up one touchdown early in the first 2 minutes. That was off a short field after we gave up a safety. And it was 10-0, and then we went on a 60-0 run. And it was 60-10 with 2 seconds left in the half. Then they returned a kickoff, so we really only gave up one touchdown from our starting defense in the first half. I thought that was really just a good showing from our defense there in the first half. In the second half, we came out and did pretty well early on, and then we started getting some younger guys in, mixing them in with our older guys, and had some breakdowns that led to that 40 points. But I couldn't be more pleased with the way our defense played early. I mean, just to shut them out from the 2 minute mark till from 10 minute mark of the first quarter to the second to the halftime, couldn't ask more.
If there was ever a team that I could pick out and say, you know, they got talent there, and it's in all sports and football, for whatever reason, they just haven't had the numbers, and it's hard to compete at the 11-man level when you don't have the numbers. But they go to 8-man, and they still have the good athletes. And from everything I've heard, I've seen two different preseason stories from two different sources on it. It sounds like Schuyler County is a really good football team this year.
Yeah, I mean, they only returned, I think, six guys that played last year, and they came out and they showed out Friday night, put up a lot of points. Really big physical team that ran the ball well, and then when they needed to throw it, they threw it well too. But we're just really, we got to come do what we do, and But that's a really good football team we're driving up there to face on a two-hour drive.
Yeah, you're so adept at putting up points, Coach. And last year we did a lot of discussions about how you're trying to improve the physicality of the boys and, you know, making sure, too, that if you play Pattonsburg, we're going to physically up a little bit. And granted, there's a little bit of finesse with the late way you like to score, but you mentioned how Skylar's pretty physical. Is that an area that you're still trying to make sure that the guys, you know, when they play those physical teams, that they're up to the task? Or did last year make a lot of progress in playing more of that style?
Yeah, we made a lot of progress last year, I think, physically. But I think Friday night really showed. We played physical Friday night and looked really well, especially up front. And then had guys flying in and hitting people. And I think that's going to carry over to this week. Our guys, they really understand what we want from them. And we're a little small. I mean, we are a smaller team. And I told them this week we're going to have to utilize our speed a little bit more to really combat against that power, the physical size they have, and really use our speed to our advantage this week.
Yeah, there's so much too that if you're smaller, you know, it's not like if you're 165, you're not going to grow up tomorrow and, oh, I'm a 225-pounder all of a sudden. It don't work that way. But there's something to be said for technique if you're going against a bigger guy. If your technique is good, you can compete.
Absolutely. And we've improved a lot with that up front this year. But our guys, we really preach technique and just getting that. And if we do little things right, I mean, you can play against the big boys, and that's our goal. And really just – like I said, we use our speed to our advantage as well.
You know, a long road trip, I'd imagine you're probably going to take 136 over through Bethany and Princeton. At least that's the way I'd go if I was going to Schuyler. But no matter how you get there, it's going to be a long road trip. Are there any concerns that you have, Coach, about the guys' ability to get on a long bus ride, get off the bus, and play well?
Oh, yeah. There's always concerns, I think, from the long bus rides. I mean, last year we took one to North Shelby, had a slow start there, down 24 at the half, and we battled back. Our guys really battled there, but... And then another semi-long road trip, we went to Southwest Livingston, about an hour, 10 minutes, and we had a slow start there. So we had two long bus trips last year with slow starts, and hoping to flip-flop that this year just to have our guys ready to go. We're going to talk about this week, so that way mentally we're ready to go when we get off the bus Friday night in Schuyler County.
7 o'clock Friday night over at Schuyler County. If you're heading over there, I'll tell you this, because I've been to the Schuyler County gym many times. It's been years and years since I've done a football game over there, but they got a new field over there, and it is literally right off of 63. So just look for the lights. It'll be right off 63 off the east side of the road. You can't miss it. Coach, best of luck playing the Rams this week over at Schuyler. We'll talk to you Friday night.
Thank you. Go Panthers.